Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 11, Aspects of the Church Life Under the Government of God, Saturday. Related Verses, Deuteronomy 25:13-15. You shall not have in your bag differing weights, one heavy and one light. You shall not have in your house differing measures, one large and one small. A full and righteous weight you shall have, and a full and righteous measure you shall have, in order that your days may be extended upon the land which Jehovah your God is giving you. Romans 14, 1, 4, 10, 13, and 19. Now him who is weak in faith receive, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his considerations. Who are you who judge another's household servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will be made to stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. Therefore, let us judge one another no longer, but rather judge this, not to put a stumbling block or cause of falling before your brother. So then, let us pursue the things of peace and the things for building up one another. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Galatians 6:10, so then, as we have the opportunity, let us do what is good toward all, but especially toward those of the household of the faith. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Suggested reading. Deuteronomy 25:13-16 covers the judgment concerning weights and measures. The children of Israel were not to have in their bag differing weights, one heavy and one light, nor were they to have in their house differing measures, one large and one small. To have differing weights and measures is a lie, and all lies come from the enemy Satan. The dishonest practice of having differing weights and measures is surely from Satan. The children of Israel were to have a full and righteous weight and a full and righteous measure in order that their days might be extended upon the God-given land. Here, longevity is related to righteousness. Those who have lived a long life often attribute their longevity to such matters as taking care of their health, getting adequate sleep, and having a proper diet. In this verse, living long upon the land is clearly related to having full and righteous weights and measures. Those who have differing weights and measures actually have differing scales. In the church life today, we may have differing scales. One scale for measuring ourselves and a different scale for measuring others. Having differing scales, we may condemn a certain thing in others but justify the same thing in ourselves. In the house of God, the church, there should be only one scale. The same scale should be used to weigh everyone. If we have only one scale, we will be fair, righteous, and just, even as God is. Because God is fair, righteous, and just, He measures everyone according to the same scale. Although we should not have differing scales in the church life, one scale for weighing ourselves and other scales for weighing the brothers and sisters, we all have failed in this matter. Not one of us is an exception. Using the language of accounting, we may say that it is easy for us to debit others and credit ourselves. Instead of doing this, we should give others more credit and ourselves more debit. Some saints who have the practice of using differing scales may move from one locality to another, hoping to find a more satisfactory church with more satisfactory elders. But because these saints have differing scales, no matter where they may go, they do not find the church and the elders to be satisfactory. I emphasize the practice of having differing scales because this practice is a sickness, a disease in the church life. This is the source of discord. Instead of keeping the oneness and the one accord, we have disaccord. May we all receive mercy from the Lord to no longer have differing scales, but like our God, to have the same scale for everyone. For more than 50 years, I have been living by faith in the Lord. Often I have been very poor. Nevertheless, I can testify that even though I have been in extreme poverty, I never had any lack. I gathered little, but I had no lack. At other times, I had an abundant supply, even large sums of money. However, I must testify that I did not have any excess. Therefore, I can testify from my experience that whenever I have gathered much, I had no excess, and that whenever I have gathered little, I had no lack. Who balances the supply in this way? It is done by God with His heavenly balance.